Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. Typically, we run through the week's new releases looking for albums worth recommending and singles worth your 99 cents. We'll do some of that this week too, but since there's not a lot this week that jumps out at me, I figure it's time to highlight some recent stuff, rarities, reissues, and singles that have been piling up around the office, most of which comes from stuff released in the last few weeks. We'll get started with a rarity, a new limited edition CD from Pete Yorn available only at his shows or on eBay. I know you're thinking Pete Yorn, yawn, and I don't disagree. His August album, Nightcrawler, was indeed a big bore. But this EP, which Yorn himself describes as, quote, twang rock, which is never a good sign, offers plenty to love. Leon Russell and the Dixie Chicks put in cameos, and there's also Yorn's version of Don't Mean Nothing, a tune he wrote for the most recent Nancy Sinatra record. It sounds like something Wilco or Ryan Adams might have written on their best days, and even features a Natalie Maines cameo. Take a listen here. I'm still not sure what to make of Brooklyn songwriter Langhorne Slim. Honestly, maybe it's the name, but somehow it got in my head that he was one of these goofy comedians that incorporated a guitar into his shtick and sang bad Tenacious D-style ballads. I let his new EP collect dust on my desk for months before checking it out. I was wrong and should have listened sooner. Slim's witty, and you'll hear that in the song sample we're about to provide, but he's no comedian. He's a serious folky and a good one at that. His new Engine EP does what a great EP should. It introduces you to what he does and makes you want much more. There's four songs here and not one of them's weak. Try this one, English Tea, and tell me this isn't one of the best new voices, let alone songwriters, you've heard this year.
And I never feel lonely around you. You take on mythical forms and you never seem to get bored, you say. I like some of your songs and what's the harm?
From Langhorne Slim, we segue into Cut Chemist. The former Jurassic 5 DJ offered up a solo record in July, to which hip-hop fans reacted with a Pete Yorn-worthy yawn. And while the record was definitely a spotty collection of hip-hop rock amalgams, a trick done better just a few months later by DJ Shadow, What's the Altitude always sounded like the record's best chance for a single. And indeed it was. And thus, remixes. Search online and it shouldn't take long to find remixes like Cut Chemist vs. the Astronauts and the Believe remix. But the best of the bunch is the least likely, the She Wants Revenge remix. These horrible Fred Durst-discovered retro rockers seem to know more about remixing hip-hop than they do ripping off The Cure, which is to say plenty. On this one, they nicely find the groove and hold it like a bong hit, nicely erasing all the goofy Far Side-style pleasantries of the original.
She said, let's get away now, let's go down by the bay. She turned her head my way now, watch out what you say now. Try.
A few weeks back, we featured a Wilco recording from a new box set, The Harry Smith Project, Anthology of American Folk Music Revisited. It's a two CD, two DVD collection featuring folks like Lou Reed, Nick Cave, Beth Orton, David Johansen, Steve Earle, and more, all going old school, very old school. Each is paying tribute to Smith's 6 LP Anthology of American Folk Music box set, the 1952 folk music archive that's arguably the greatest box set of all time. And while Beck's new album, The Information, is his best record in years, mostly because it's his most Odelay-ish, there's still plenty of us that prefer One Foot in the Grave era Beck. So let us recommend you throw 99 cents at Beck's Harry Smith contribution, The Last Fair Deal Gone Down, his take on the classic Robert Johnson recording.
My captain, he treats me so mean. My captain, he treats me so mean.
That's Beck. Now we'll check in with a new EP from the Twilight Singers, a band fronted by the Jim Belushi of rock, the Afghan Whigs, Greg Dooley. The band's new EP, A Stitch in Time, has been available for digital download for weeks, and in later this month it'll be available online for hard copy orders, and it's worth picking up in either format. Joseph Arthur puts in an appearance, as does former Screaming Trees frontman Mark Lanegan, who joined the Twilight Singers for the August leg of their European tour. At those shows, the highlight was a cover of Massive Attack's Live With Me, which was one of two new tracks featured on Massive Attack's new greatest hits compilation, Collected. Massive Attack's version is stirring and hypnotic, and this one is no less so. Lanegan, a terrific singer, may be singing better than ever. This one's a can't miss.
Nothing's right.
Confusing band name of the year? Various. Yep, they're not a Various Artists Collective. Their actual name is Various. Online, there seems to be some consensus that Hater, the first single from their record titled The World Is Gone, is one of the year's better electro-pop anthems. And while admittedly it didn't do much for me upon first listen, it's a grower. It's almost equal parts Thom Yorke, Dr. Octagon, Massive Attack, and Sinead O'Connor, only much, much creepier. So much so, I'm still not sure why I like it as much as I do. Here's a sample of what might just be the year's most mysteriously compelling tune.
See you later. I'd hate to see you soon.
Finally, we've got a new tune that's neither new nor rare. The Wonderful World of Louis Armstrong is a new box set that combines two CDs of greatest hits with a DVD of classic and sometimes newly unearthed live performances. The DVD and the accompanying booklet are the real reasons to buy in, but there's nothing shabby about the two CDs. So let's finish with Armstrong's 1956 take on Georgia on My Mind.
Yeah, Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind.
That's Louis Armstrong closing out another Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.
The moonlight through the pines.